Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas. How nice to see you all this morning. I know some of us were already here this morning at midnight when we did the watch night service. You are welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to this service of public worship. We will begin our service this morning singing hymn 306, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us pray. Loving and eternal God, on this Christmas day we approach you with hearts full of gratitude and wonder. We give thanks for the gift of your Son, the light of the world, born into our darkness to bring hope, peace, and salvation. You are the creator of all things, yet you choose to step into the fragility of our human lives, revealing your glory in the cry of a baby and the humility of a manger. We come together surrounded by the joy of this season to lift our voices in praise and adoration. Like the shepherds, we are awed by the message of the angels, and like the wise men, we are drawn to worship you. Lord, you are the light that no darkness can overcome, the peace that surpasses all understanding, and the love that knows no bounds. Yet, O God, we must confess that too often we remain drawn to the darkness of this world. We cling to selfishness and pride, failing to love as you have loved us. We are quick to judge, slow to forgive, and often blind to the needs of those around us. The light of Christ shines brightly, but we confess that we have not always walked in that light. We live in a world where sin and brokenness persists, hatred divides, greed consumes, and fear takes hold. Too often we find ourselves complicit in this darkness through what we have done and what we have left undone. Forgive us, Lord, for the times we have turned away from your light, for the times we have chosen convenience over compassion, and for the moments we have let our hearts grow cold. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Today, if you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. John chapter 3, verse 11 to 21. John 3, 11 to 21. I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our next hymn, It Was on a Starry Night, 302. Good morning, children. Does anyone want to light the fifth Advent candle? We are not doing a children's address this morning, but I'm going to ask you to come forward with your Christmas presents. Not now. Can you hold on just a minute? Do you want to light the candle? All right. After the next hymn, you will come and with your gifts. Well done, well done. Thank you. Continue singing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, 304. Now is the time for you to come forward with your Christmas gifts. Let me see what you've got. What's that? What have you got? Jigsaw puzzle. Are you going to be able to play this? And what's this? Is it a Lamborghini? Or how do you call this one? It's a beautiful car, isn't it?
It's a very fast one.
Very fast one. And that's a ball. Is it football?
Yeah.
You like football?
Yeah.
That's good. What's this?
It's a
what?
It's a
what?
It's a
what?
Portugal 4
transportable four in a row.
You can just go up and then.
I don't think I've seen that before. And you've got a baby there. That's nice. Oh, good. What's this? Ah, look at that. That's real Christmas. Look at the lights and the stars. Beautiful. And you've got?
I have this Lego robot that can build. It's a 5-in-1.
5-in-1. Will you be able to build that? It looks complicated. That's nice.
Okay, our children have got some very beautiful gifts here. We will now sing Happy Birthday to Jesus, all of us. You all, please go back to your seats. And let's sing 313, See in Yonder Manger Low.
Thank you.
beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is Christmas Day. And I want to bring you back to something which is familiar sometimes. It is Christmas morning and your family are gathered around the fire, the air thick with the smell of turkey in the oven. Everyone is eagerly awaiting the festive meal and the mood is merry until someone casually asks who burnt the Christmas pudding last year. Chaos erupts as fingers point. Laughter breaks out and the light-hearted blame game begins. It is funny how the smallest moments can bring both laughter and reflection. In much the same way, Christmas invites us into both celebration and contemplation, a paradox of joy and the reality of what Christ's coming means for all of us. In John 3:16-21, we encounter another paradox. The passage speaks of Christ, the light of the world, stepping into our darkness. It proclaims hope and salvation through the Son of God, but it also acknowledges our human tendency to cling to darkness rather than embracing the light. This good news is both simple and profoundly challenging, much like the light Christ brings, warm and illuminating, but also exposing. This Christmas, we celebrate that God's love is so vast that he sent his only Son into a weary and broken world, not to condemn it, but to save it. Yet this love is not just a comforting story. It is a call to transformation. Jesus did not come to affirm our comfort zones or our sense of control. He came to be lifted up, both on the cross and in exaltation, offering us life through his death and resurrection. Just as the Israelites in the wilderness had to look upon the bronze serpent to be healed, we are invited to look upon the crucified and risen Christ to find life. But this good news demands something of us. Nicodemus, an accomplished and intelligent man, wrestled with Jesus' words because they called him to let go of what he thought he knew, to become like a newborn, receiving the world on God's terms and not his own. The light of Christ exposes what is hidden in us, not to shame us, but to save us. Yet this exposure can feel uncomfortable. To trust in Jesus, we must release our grip on the darkness, the false securities, the pride, the fear, and allow his light to transform us. As we gather this Christmas, surrounded by the warmth of home, the laughter of family, and perhaps an extra helping of gluty dumpling, let us also remember the eternal significance of Christ's coming. The light of Christ is not confined to one season or celebration. It is the light that shines through every moment of our lives, illuminating our path and guiding us to a life of hope, transformation, and trust. In Ezekiel 37, God promises to dwell with his people, saying, "My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." This is the heart of Christmas, the fulfillment of that promise in the birth of Jesus Christ. Through him, God came to dwell with us, not as a distant ruler, but as a shepherd, bringing peace and restoration. So as we celebrate this holy day, let us rejoice that the light has come into the world and that his love and presence will remain with us always. May this Christmas renew our joy, deepen our faith, and fill us with hope as we step into his light and carry it into the world. Our next hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, 301. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Merry Christmas.